It's time for another Castle Country Focus. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Mr. Greg Dart from Utah State University Eastern, and we're going to talk about all the fun changes that are going on over there. I see you survived the holiday season, sir.
Yeah, definitely did. Students will be back here shortly, and so we're hoping to survive that as well.
That's all that matters at this point, right? So a lot of exciting changes going on. Why don't you kind of give us a recap of them and let's talk about them?
Yeah, so one of the big things that I think has been a question mark on campus since July, after Chancellor Joe Peterson retired, we've had an interim chancellor in Dr. Gary Straquinine, and Dr. Straquinine came into that role from another role that he had on campus, but he's been in there with an interim tag, and so everybody kind of knew that was temporary. And just this week, those changes have occurred, and so Dr. Straquinine actually will still be staying in Price, but is taking a role in career and technical education throughout the state. So based here, with all those career and technical education programs and growing them and trying to respond to industry need, but then also doing that throughout the state for Utah State University. He's got an amazing background in that, and is something that I think is going to be a huge impact for this community. It's starting with programs such as our allied health programs, surgical tech, aviation. There's, you know, so many things already on the table. But then that also leaves the gap of someone at the helm of the campus. And so this week as well, I was appointed in that position. And so I've taken the helm, and we'll be here, and have taken my vice chancellor role and set that aside, and now trying to figure out what I'm doing.
Hey, that's all right. You know, you just learn as you go. That's
exactly
what we always say, right?
Yeah, big shoes to fill, but something I'm very excited about, and just excited for the direction of the university.
Absolutely, and there's a lot going on at USU Eastern.
A lot
of things, and even that are up and coming. I know the aviation thing I read is going to be a huge thing for you guys, and that's going to be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, that's a program that even if we look back at the merger of College of Eastern Utah and Utah State University in 2010, that as you looked on the horizon, what are the programs coming? I don't think anybody could have seen that one. There's such an infrastructure cost and all those things, and it just wasn't on the slate. But with the growing need for pilots and mechanics, Utah State just can't do it all in Logan. And as they looked across the state, Price was the one that just made perfect sense.
We've got a great airport for it.
An amazing airport that gives us opportunities that you don't get in most communities. And so to have that coming and starting this fall, surgical tech, pharmacy tech, all of these programs for health education are all starting just this current semester. 24 bachelor's degrees, 16 master's degrees. It's amazing what you can do right here in Castle Country.
Absolutely, and you know, I'll give you a little bit of a plug. My wife received her her bachelor's degree in recreation resource management from here.
Yeah, and I mean,
and what a great
amazing
place to have a degree like that.
Right, and I think most people don't realize just the breadth of opportunities and everything from wildlife to recreation resource management, education, psychology, it just runs the gamut, all sorts of business and finance offerings at the bachelor's degree level. And then those career and technical education programs, we are completely re-looking at how we offer them, open entry, open exit, to get people the training they need to get into a good paying job as quickly as possible. And that's something that has always been a focus, but with Dr. Straquinine kind of leading that, it's going to be an exciting time for career and technical education.
Yeah, so that's a huge win for our area.
Oh yeah, I mean, to have him stay here, to have that statewide focus, but it's going to be based here. The university has said this is where career and technical education is going to be, where the hub is for the entire state. And it's going to be amazing, and you'll just see more and more programs that are happening. As part of that, in the legislative session, there's going to be some asks this year to help fund career and technical education the same way that technical colleges throughout the state are, which have the opportunity to even expand opportunities more.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about the hard side of it, the academic part of it, and I know we need to talk a little bit about the athletic department.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Is there any new sports that are maybe coming on the horizon that we can talk about that you're looking at that are on the way that you thought, you know, that might be something that we could do here?
Yeah, so there's a few that are in evaluation phase right now that could be starting as soon as next fall. And that will just depend on how some things break. First would be cross country. Cross country running is something that we've been looking at in long distance track for a few years, and I think we've got everything kind of worked out. Now it's just when we decide to pull the trigger on that. And then another one that we've been working on is golf. There's a huge benefit to having golf here with some of the local programs and, mm-hmm. and the local athletes that we could have there. And so those are probably the two that are closest right now, but we're excited about.
Well, and you know, and talking about cross country, it seems like every athlete in high school, and it doesn't matter whether they play basketball or football, they dabble in track and cross country, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great way to remain in condition for other sports, and is a sport that in Utah you have some of the best programs in the country.
Right. We were talking to I believe it was one of the wrestlers over at Emory, and that's what he does, and that's why he does it. Though he actually does cross country to stay in shape for wrestling.
Yeah,
because his endurance is just off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, you look across the local high schools at Carbon High School on the women's soccer team. Probably their best player is an amazing cross country runner. I mean, and you just see that overlap everywhere.
So that's going to be exciting coming up. And of course, basketball season. The important stuff starts this weekend, right?
Yeah, it does. So Saturday is the day that we're starting region play right here at home. So games at 3 and 5 on Saturday, and so we're excited to invite everybody out to the BDAC and come with that. Put a plug for an event that we've got at the end of the month, which is Fan Appreciation Day. And Fan Appreciation is a time that we invite everybody to come to free games. It's on January 31st at 5:30 and 7:30, and we'll be playing Salt Lake that night. We've got free t-shirts, free food, all sorts of giveaways, something that you just can't miss.
Right, and the exciting part, too, is the tournament's coming back.
It is. That's unbelievably exciting. So at the end of February, just when it seems like basketball is over, the SWAC Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament will be here the 28th and March 1st and 2nd. And all the men's and women's teams from throughout the league are going to come here to duke out for the title. So not the last time we hosted it, but the time before that was a conference championship for the men. And we're hoping that the home atmosphere just helps out again.
Absolutely. And you know what? We've gone up and we've met a couple of times with the team, and you got some great kids on that team.
Absolutely. On both the men and women's side, just amazing student athletes. They are doing amazing things. And we have opportunities that we're taking them out into the schools. And so if, you know, if the listeners, if their kids get an opportunity to meet them, they'll definitely, you know that they're meeting just great, great students.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by, Chancellor Greg Dar. We're going to call it right now. congratulations on your new appointment. We look forward to working with you and having you stop by anytime. Tell us what's going on.
Great. Thanks so much for the time.
You bet. Have a great day. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, go to castlecountryradio.com.